Welcome. It's April 24th, 2023. This is Divinely Directed. And so glad every one of you is here. So this is an event where we start in the usual manner, call the directions, call the allies, set the container, call embodied awakening. And after that, we just say, hey, whatever serves each person's highest good, let it happen. And we relax, and each of us gets the unique experience that serves our highest good, whether that involves healing or awakening or whatever. The allies know what you need. And as always, this is just as effective whether you're live or on the recording. So that's what we're here for. As always, I do request that you give us your undivided attention. Please do only this, as if you're right here in the room with me. And that applies, of course, equally if you're on the recording. We all magically, beyond time and space, create a unified container. And each of us helps co-create that. So I do make that request. If you need to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and you'll be able to depart without causing so much as a ripple in the field if you need to. All right. So I invite you now to close your eyes. Become aware of how your body feels. And if you have awareness of your energy body in and or around you, just notice that as well. Just feel how it feels right now. And now feel both the physical and energy bodies at the same time if you can. Just do the best you can. Okay, so as I call the directions and the allies, my invitation to you is to remain totally passive, just feeling energy and whatever it's doing on its own, if you can feel that. If that's not available to you, that's okay. Just feel your breath come and go on its own, just feeling whatever it's doing. Thank you. And before I dive into that, let me thank the folks who I see here on the live call. Welcome to Anjali, Angela, Bree, Brian, Fran, Brenda, James, Janet, Jeannie, Kathy, Linda, Marie, Marilyn, Patricia, Stephanie, and Karen. So glad all of you are here. I really appreciate you taking time to show up and help us do this beautiful work. Okay, so once again, just relax, feel your energy moving or your breath coming and going passively. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. I am that I am. For myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call Rio French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Washington, Apu Mount McKinley, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right. Our container is built. Anyone who wishes to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to invite them now. Thank you. Okay, now let's do some embodied awakening invocation. So this will invite your higher self to merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And if you don't like it, you can just kick your divine self back out and have your ego take back over, so there's no risk. So there are many benefits to having your divine drive. So if you'd like to experience those, then we'll call it in now. So repeat after me if you wish, speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and become completely passive. You're a sponge, your higher self is water, just let it soak in. Let it come on its own. Please do not do any of the following for best results. Please do not use effort or willpower or try to make anything happen or try to stop anything from happening or deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive. Let your beautiful higher self come to you. If you feel energy moving in your body, just passively feel that. That is your focus if that awareness is there. If you do not have that awareness, just feel your breath come and go and feel that working on its own. Passive either way. If you feel some heavy stuff getting stirred up, it's just your higher self needing to get that out of the way so it can embody you more beautifully. So let any heavy stuff just kind of flush out or transmute if that's happening anyway on its own. Once you're in embodied awakening, you'll be able to say yes to the following question. The question is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. That's a yes, you're in embodied awakening. If not, just stay relaxed and let the embodied awakening get more potent for you. Remembering, as I said, to please stay passive at the human level. You've called your divine, let it come. Any ego effort beyond simple awareness will slow the whole thing down or stop it in its tracks. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who's not in embodied awakening to get there or at least get closer. Even if you don't get all the way to the effects I described, even getting partway there is a blessing. And even if you're not super sensitive to energy, just any awareness at all of feeling more calm or relaxed or nice, those are genuine experiences of the divine energy coming in as well. It's feeling pretty good in the group. So however far you got to embodied awakening, that's fine. Just hang there. I'm going to speak to the allies. Beautiful divine allies, as you know, tonight is our divinely directed event. And we ask that you give each person participating, whether they're live or on the recording, whatever experience serves their highest good, whether that's awakening or healing or some other experience here. You know what they need, of course. So let air up. Thank you, allies, for your assistance. And you humans, your follow-up is much the same as before. Stay passive completely. If you feel energy moving, changing, whatever, just experience that passively and let your attention be wherever the energy is doing its thing. If you do not have that energetic sensitivity, just feel your breath come and go. Either way, let things run themselves. Don't make anything happen from your ego. And just relax into it. I will do whatever's guided from here. I may narrate here and there. I might or might not play music. It's not up to me. I just act as guided by the divine intelligence. If I'm describing something in a narration and it's not your experience, do not try to match my experience through effort. Just be in whatever experience you're in. I tend to narrate what a lot of people are experiencing, but it's perfectly fine to have your own different experience at the same time. There may be periods of silence. Just relax into those and feel whatever's happening. And we'll just see what rolls out. If you're having a more challenging experience where some healing is happening, whatever spontaneously wants to happen, try to allow it if you can. So if your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you feel like you need to cry or make sound, if your body wants to move in some way to help release that heavy energy, all that is fine. I encourage letting your body do whatever it wants to do as long as everyone stays safe. Everyone is muted, so no one else on the call can hear you. And if your camera's off, no one can see you either. If you feel heat in your body, that's holy fire, burning out heaviness. That just doesn't need to be there for your highest good anymore. So I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy moving. So that suggests that many of you may be having some healing stuff happen. Just let that heavy energy flush out of your hands or feet or wherever it wants to go, if that's happening. Or whatever it's doing, just allow it. Feels like a lot of us are getting some heavy energy loosened up and cleared. Just relax and allow that to happen. Try to release preference around whether your experience at any given moment is more challenging or more blissful. If it is challenging, it's opening the door for greater bliss once the heavy stuff clears. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of energy flushing out my hands. Stay passive, stay patient. I'm feeling more heavy energy moving through our field. Just let that flush through you if it's coming. All right, they're calling for a song. A penusale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. A penusale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca summa kunaeriri mantai kunai kayari shambu yadiri ayahuasca summa kunaeriri mantai kunai kayari shamu yari di 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 appena sale l'aurora in las montagnas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Chacrunita summa kunai didi mantai kunai kayari shamu ya di 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 chakrunita summa kunai di di mantai kunai kayari shamu ya di 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 appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. French Broad River, summa kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayari. Shamu ya di 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 di. French Broad River, summa kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayari. Shamu ya di 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 di. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Archangel Michael summa kunai didi mantai kunai kayari shamu ya di 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 Archangel Michael summa kunai didi mantai kunai kayari shamu yari. Penne sale la rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Penne sale la rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Señor San Pedro, summa cunaedidi. Montai cunae caeri. Shamu ya di. Signor San Pedro, summa cunaedidi. Montai cunae caeri. Shamu ya di. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Fuego, fuego, summa cunaedidi. Montai cunae caeri. Shamu ya di. Fuego, fuego, summa cunaedidi. Montai cunae caeri. Shamu ya di. Continue resting in passive awareness of feeling energy or resting in passive breath awareness. Continue relaxing and letting our beautiful divine allies give you whatever experience serves your highest good. Once again, I invite you to release any preference about what that feels like in any given moment. Just a reminder that you are co-creating the field with us, whether you're live or on the recording. So please, once again, do only this, and please give us your undivided attention and just be as present as you can with us. If at any point you feel heavy energy moving through your body, stay fully passive. Let these beautiful divine allies process it for you. Let them take care of it. The more you're able to stay passive and patient, the more benefit you will receive from this experience. I'm again feeling a lot of healing moving in the field. My body's shaking a lot. I'm just relaxing and letting that energy move through on its own. Some of us are aware of a blended group field also happening, so enjoy that if you happen to be aware of it, and if not, don't worry about it. Things like that spontaneously open when you're ready for them. Yeah, I just felt a really nice vibration just lock in. Nice and euphoric. So if you happen to be feeling that too, just enjoy that and let it do whatever it needs to do as it evolves. So I'm noticing I feel mostly like a being of energy. And you might be having a similar experience. If so, great. If not, that's okay too. If I mention something and it's not your current experience, please don't use effort to try to get there. Just be okay with whatever is spontaneously happening for you. I'm feeling a little more physical body awareness. I think we're being slowly made more aware of our physical selves. As always, whatever consciousness you have moved into beyond the physical is now being brought into the physical realm to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Please remain passive and let these beautiful allies bring as much of this consciousness into your physical experience, into your human personality. And just continue staying passive as this integration occurs. You're currently receiving as much awakened consciousness as serves highest good. There will always be more available later, but they're giving as much as you can do without concern about overwhelm, which of course they will never do using these invocations. So just notice how much you're aware of your physical self, how much you're aware of your energetic self, how much you're feeling both at the same time. Allies, thank you for this beautiful experience. Please take this good medicine that we've generated and share it with all other beings whose highest good it will serve on earth or anywhere else. Thank you, allies. So we humans now remain passive while the allies bless many, many other beings with this nice energy we've worked with. It comes from infinite supply, so none of us are diminished by this. In fact, you may notice your experience of the energy being enhanced a little bit. When you share, you are rewarded with more energy during the sharing. It's a net gain for everybody. And the rising tide lifts all the boats. Thank you, allies. So grateful to you for this beautiful experience. Thank you for divinely directing us. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti. Quichi. Thank you, Alice, for this beautiful experience. As we go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this call, live or on the recording, please remain with that person to the greatest extent that serves their highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? All right, that is the formal closing of the container. If you got to go, you're welcome to depart. You're also welcome to hang around and join us for some sharing. So I just allowed unmuting. Anyone who's on the live call is welcome to unmute themselves and speak. That's *6 on a phone or clicking the microphone icon otherwise. You're also welcome to type in the chat window if you prefer that. And sometimes it takes a while to get this rolling, but there's always afterglow, so we can just enjoy the afterglow for a bit if no one's jumping right in to communicate. And whatever gets put in the chat, I'll read that out loud. Fran types, I went really deep that time. Thank you so much. Karen typed, thank you all. You're welcome, Karen. Great to hear that both Fran and Karen had good experiences. Yeah, I'm still pretty deep. Mm. Bree says, thank you so much for that beautiful song. I felt cool waves continuously move through me. Wow, that's beautiful. Jeannie types, oh my goodness, what a lot of healing going on this call. Thank you, Allies and Benjamin, especially for the song. Yeah, that song is called La Aurora, which translates the rainbow. It's a song written by Christina Mendoza. She does ayahuasca ceremonies down in Peru, and I learned that song while I was down there doing ceremonies a little over a year ago. Well, I didn't learn it there. I heard it there, and then I learned it from a recording after I got back. But I like that one. Any other questions or comments or anything from anyone? Bree says, I still feel very high. Brian says, just extremely grateful to you all and our allies. Thank you for leading this beautiful connection, Benjamin. Feels so good. So glad to hear that, Brian. Thank you. Brenda says, I agree with Jeannie. Felt a lot of healing. Thank you. Yeah, I just did ayahuasca ceremonies this last weekend and got a lot of healing myself. So maybe it's spreading around. Any other questions or comments from anyone? Jan says, thank you so much. When you check your email, you'll see I couldn't find my link, and right after I sent the email, I found the link. So glad. I'm glad you found that, Jan. As always, I send links for the coming week's events on the weekend. There's an email that has all those, and then the day of the event in the morning, usually around 8 a.m. Eastern, I send another email with the link for that particular day's event. So always check your emails for those. For the events. All right. Bree says, I love seeing your name in my inbox. I'm so glad. I like to be welcome in the inbox. Jeannie says, hi to Spirit Song. Enjoyed her being with us the other night. I'll pass it along to her, Jeannie. Fran says, I agree. I always love it when she shows up too. She's here whenever she can be. Angela, hi.
Hi. Something weird happened when you said you felt a lot of heavy energy moving through, like there was a lot of clearing going on.
Uh-huh.
I actually started feeling sick to my stomach.
Uh-huh.
Well, this has happened a couple of times for me. It doesn't stay.
Good.
But I just thought that was kind of weird because I normally don't have that happen.
Well, sick to stomach is just one of the symptoms sometimes of a healing experience.
That's kind of what I get.
Yeah, I've had that happen a lot. So it's just part of the process. There's often some kind of discomfort associated with a healing event. So sick to the stomach is one of the possible expressions of that. So just...
Well, that's a good thing.
It just, yeah, it is.
I must have been releasing a lot, I guess. I feel pretty. I don't even know how to describe how I feel right now. Comfortable, I guess.
What was the word? I'm sorry.
Comfortable. Just comfortable. I feel comfortable.
Good. That's great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well done, Angela. Bree says I had tons of heaviness in my chest. Yeah. And Bria, I hope that heaviness has lifted. Brenda says, oh my gosh, I got sick too. Never happened before. Feeling so much better. Bria says, it's clear now. Good. Yeah. The shamanic rule is you have to feel it to heal it. So you have to have some willingness to feel. That's why I say try to have no preference, whether it feels challenging or blissful at the moment. So if it feels challenging, they're just clearing some stuff out of the way so you can go to a deeper level of awakening. It's another layer of the great onion of consciousness peeling. You know, we try to make it as easy as possible here, but there's no getting around that there will be some discomfort involved in the healing process. But we just relax, let the higher self do it for us, and they can usually get us through it pretty quick. Anyone else have any questions or comments? Yeah, my opinion is it's better to feel that discomfort once and be fully done with whatever that heavy stuff was than have to keep have it come back again and again and again and again throughout the rest of my life. Far better to just do it once and be done with it. At least that's my opinion. Okay, I think we're done. So thank you all so much for being here. So grateful that so many folks are choosing to show up and be part of our process. Super grateful. So big gratitude to each and every one of you. Again, today is April 24th and the 26th. Wednesday, we're going to do our guided musical journey. Or, I'm sorry, that's not correct. Our unguided musical journey. We're just going to, I'll be singing and doing instruments the whole time and just letting the music move the energy around and give us what experience we need. Angela says, thank you. You're welcome. All right. So many blessings to all of you. And if you can make it Wednesday night, the 26th, if you're hearing this in time, we'd love to have you there. If you're doing recordings, just do whatever recording you want to do next. And Marilyn also says, thank you. You're welcome, Marilyn. Thanks for being here. Glad to see your name showing up in the list. All right, everyone. Thanks again. Many blessings and good night.